Welcome to Awakening Souls with your spiritual hosts, Jennifer
and Candace, a spiritual podcast for the mystics, magical thinkers, sensitives, and spiritual seekers.
We are here to explore all things spiritual, from navigating your awakening, developing your psychic gifts, and so much more.
Together with our combined experiences, we hope to help guide you on your path to reconnecting with your soul and the beautiful life that comes after.
So come join us on the magical journey of exploring your awakening soul.
Okay, so I hate doing this.
Why?
But I always feel like whatever is going on in my life, and I have all these ups and downs all the mother effing time, that it's important for me to share some of the things that I've been struggling with internally, because I feel like it's something that could be helpful to somebody else who might also be struggling internally.
I agree.
So last week we talked a little bit about some of the changes that came up in our lives. And you know, when we took our nice long break, and I feel like change is chasing me.
Yeah.
Constantly.
It is. You're like, you can't catch up.
I really can't. The other day I was thinking, oh my God, I've manifested everything that I've ever dreamt of. Oh my God, I've manifested everything. I was almost to the point where I was like, what's left?
Yeah, what's next? Or can there be something?
Where do I go from here?
Right.
Like, I feel like I've hit the mother load.
Mm-hmm.
But with the mother load comes all the change. And it's like, as I was looking for these things to create in my life, and I was working towards them, and I was manifesting them, and so excited to have these things, I finally have them. And it comes with all of this, like it feels like an earthquake where the rest of my life had to be shooken up really mm-hmm. hard, and things had to go and things had to shift in order for me to get to this point.
Mm.
So I feel in this moment I'm grieving my old life.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So to fill you in, I guess, I unexpectedly sold my house. Not that we didn't know we put it on the market. That would be stupid. No, we knew. My in-laws had a death in their family, and they decided to go ahead and take over that person's home, which left their home available. And they asked us if we wanted to purchase it from them. So we were not expecting to purchase a new house. We were not expecting to leave our house ever. I loved my house. And I had just finished remodeling the bathroom. It was exactly...
Oh, it was so beautiful, too.
It was exactly the way I wanted it. I felt so good walking into my home all the time. But this house is bigger. It's great for our growing family. It meets our needs right now. Even though I was so happy with where I was at.
Yeah.
We got something that was just a little bit, I guess, better in a way than what we did have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different. I wasn't expecting to move, and I'm being so dramatic about it because we literally moved down the road. Like, we didn't move out of state. We didn't leave town.
A skip, jump, and a hop, skip, and a jump. Is that what it's called?
A hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah, that literally is what it was.
It's down the road. But
not even a full block.
But it changed where we were, and it changed the dynamics of the family.
Yeah, it did. It changed a lot.
And I think... me and my oldest daughter are having a hard time still adjusting to it because it's not home yet.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like our home. And we put so much work towards our old home. So there's that change. And that change came with more change. Mm-hmm. And it was like more internal work that had to happen for me to do more change internally and externally. And really exciting news. The next change that came up was I am now officially partners with the Sanctuary.
Yay!
Yeah, so
congratulations!
I talk about them all the time. Sanctuary Reiki Center in Utica.
They are part of your heart.
They really are. They're like family to me. But I am officially partnered with them now, working with them full time. And I love this partnership dynamic. And it had been something I had hoped for over a year now. And It even though it was a year ago that I had been starting this process, building this relationship with them and hoping that one day maybe this is where this would go, I had no expectations for it to actually come to this point where I was their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt sudden.
Well, it,
It was sudden.
It felt very sudden.
Even though you had been waiting for it, because it wasn't on their agenda the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, I don't know if it was. I mean, it sounded like it was, but we were not as vocal about it to one another. So,
right. But it probably not when you were hoping. So,
well, I knew.
You know, so you felt it longer.
Here's the fun thing is I knew before I ever stepped foot into that facility that that was a place that I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Like those were my people.
I remember.
Where I wanted to work. I actually emailed the owner and told her, how can we partner up together? I want to partner with you. I hadn't even met her. I was a little cray cray. But I did it because I just knew. And
you were very passionate about that.
I was. And here I am. I'm now partners with them. And I'm so honored and so grateful.
But it's change.
But it's change. Mm-hmm. It's another change. Not that it's a bad change. All of this
is just a lot of change right now.
All of this is really good change.
It is.
But as you step into step across the threshold into your new life, no matter how bright and green the grass is and exciting the adventure is, you mourn the life that you had. You mourn the person that you were in your old life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm doing a lot of mourning. And then on top of that, my dear sweet dog passed away last week. And that's been another earthquake in my home. Mm-hmm. So, goodness, with all of that said, I feel like I'm kind of struggling internally a little bit to catch my breath. And all of these changes came within months and even weeks of one another. They're so quick. So I pulled some cards and I just wanted to know, what message can we all use right now? And it was so funny because you were just talking about how much you love your life. You're a lucky girl and the lucky girl syndrome. And we'll explain to you a little bit about what that is. But the cards I pulled were open up your heart, know you are loved, and shine.
Oh, I love that.
So the feeling I get just reading these cards, it's like I'm struggling right now internally. And when I do that, when I'm mourning or when I'm grieving and I'm kind of keeping myself energetically stuck in an old place where my physical reality is moving forward so quickly. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to catch up and get to that happy place where I feel like I can really embrace these new changes, I have to open my heart. I have to keep my heart open. I have to accept love. I have to feel love in my heart, really open that space up and just shine, damn it. Mm-hmm. Just shine because all good things are happening. And we forget to see all the good. We look for all the bad. We're hardwired to see the negative.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And that's why I started that whole lucky girl syndrome thing. Mm-hmm. When I first saw that, I was like, oh, I've got to try that. I saw it on TikTok, I think.
I love TikTok.
Yeah, me too. There are times where I can go without it for weeks. And then there are times like now.
It really sparks some good inspiration, though.
It does. It really does. Like this, for sure. So I think I heard it about 2 weeks ago, this lucky girl syndrome. And I started it. And it really has changed the way I view things. I start looking for the positive in negative situations now. So it really works. Should we get into it a little more? Or do you want to?
What is lucky girl syndrome?
Okay, so I'm not even sure if that's what it's called. But it's let's just say you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you see this patch of flowers growing out of nowhere and it's still, you know, early spring and there shouldn't be flowers. But you see the flowers and you think, holy crap, I am so lucky I got to see those flowers today.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, little things.
Finding the... I'm trying to find a better or another way to word it. So this is where practicing gratitude mm-hmm. comes into play. And we avoided this topic for such a long time. And maybe now it's time for us to talk about it. But the lucky girl syndrome is believing that you're lucky in all situations.
Yep.
And looking for all of the beautiful things surrounding you. Looking for all the positives regardless of where you're at in your life or mm-hmm. what your circumstances are. So that's gratitude. That is practicing gratitude. It's just another way of saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And then when you start focusing on all those positive things coming your way, that's just going to invite more positive to come your way. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start recognizing that and seeing it. And it's, I'm doing that. Like, okay, so for like a negative situation, that's, I already told you this, but I'm going to tell the world. So this morning I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. I heard my cat in the bathroom. And for some strange reason, he's a very finicky cat and he does not like change. And I changed his litter box situation yesterday. He's a big boy and he needs a stool to get into his litter box. So I cut out a notch and I got rid of the stool. I forgot to let him know that I did this. So at 3:30 in the morning, I'm thinking, oh crap, I got to get up and kind of show him what I did, because he's going to go find somewhere else to go. So I went into the bathroom with him and I helped him. I nudged him in there, and yeah, he was a little like timid about getting in there, but he went in there and he, you know, peed a good long pee. And I'm like, holy crap, I am so lucky. I woke up at the same time my cat walked in here. He didn't go use the restroom anywhere else, you know, in an inappropriate spot. And he went in and it was easy. And I'm so lucky, you know. And normally, 2 weeks ago, I probably would have been like, oh, grumble, grumble. I have to get out of bed. Why do I have to do this? Oh, my life sucks. Oh, he probably peed somewhere else, or, you know. Mm-hmm. It would have been like that. So it really is working. I'm finding positive things to be, you know, in negative situations to be happy about.
Yeah. And there always is. There's always something to look at and say, oh, I can find the beauty in this situation. Mm-hmm. You know, I did a channel on this before the holidays, okay, about gratitude.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a good channel. And, you know how things go, right? You don't write things down very clearly. So when you finally get back to it, you look at it and you're like, I don't know what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Great.
But I remember it was a really, really, really good channel, but I didn't understand it.
Oh.
Yeah. Even though I... like, oh, it's so weird.
Okay, no,
like,
I get it. I can tell by your body language. Like, you get it, but you don't know. Yeah, I kind of.
No, I got it, like consciously.
Yeah.
You know, logically, I understood it, but I didn't fully feel it in my body. When I really understand a concept, it's like a light switch inside the entire body where my whole body feels it. Like, mm-hmm. Yes, I just get it. I didn't get that with this information that came through, and that could, who knows why, really, it just maybe was a concept that I wasn't really ready to hear.
Maybe.
Although I've been practicing gratitude for like 5 years.
Yeah, you have.
I've been practicing gratitude for a long time. But I also go through phases where I forget.
Me too.
To be grateful. And I think I've been wallowing a little bit lately, and I've been forgetting to be grateful for all of the wonderful things that have just happened to me in my life. So when you bombarded me this morning with the lucky girl syndrome, I was like, oh, shoot. I am not looking for the good things in my life right now. I really am focusing on everything that's been going wrong. And I really am wallowing in that. So for a moment, I just thought, oh, how lucky am I that I get to sit down in our podcast room with my best friend and talk about things that really light us up.
Yeah. We are so lucky. So
and you know what that did? Is it raised my vibration. Mm-hmm. It immediately changed my mood.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sitting a little taller. I've got a little bit more pep in the way that mm-hmm. I'm speaking. You know, even just a little while ago, you're like, wow, you really sound like all the yeah, life has been
drained.
Sucked out
you
of
were
you.
Drained. Yeah.
So some of the things that I did channel, though, was all about the science of gratitude. Weird, right?
Yeah.
It was like the way that it affects you inside of your body. It creates actual chemical changes your body. And your body releases all of these feel-good chemicals.
And you feel them, yeah.
And you do feel them. And I'm reading one of Joe Dispenza's books. And in his books, he's very, I almost said green aura. No one's going to know what that means. He's very logical about things. And he's a doctor. So his focus has been on the mystical, but the mystical and how it relates to science. And proof that the mystical is real through his science. So, and all of his research that he does is, and all that he's done to help other people is he concentrates a lot on the chemicals inside the body and how your thoughts and your emotions create chemicals inside your body that proof to you, basically, that this is where you're at in your life. So if you're constantly thinking really low vibrational thoughts, you know, the woe is me, why does nothing go right in my life, and oh, this went wrong again, or, you know, really stuck in grief or sadness or depression, then what you're doing is you're just signaling the chemicals in your body to keep creating those feelings, mm-hmm. because feelings are chemicals and they are released through the cells of your body, through your organs. And these chemicals, they affect your aura and your energy and your overall vibration. You know, we talk about auras and our energy, how it's that non-verbal communication that you have with others. So it's kind of seeping in to your aura, and that's the nonverbal communication that you are carrying with you to other people. So even though I may be feeling really low and I'm not telling people about it, I'm not talking about it, you feel it when I walk into the door. And what does it do? It totally changes the dynamic of our relationship, the dynamic of the mood of the situation. And I'm bringing people down, man. I'm bringing people down. But if we flip that now, and we are playing the lucky girl syndrome, and we are looking for all the beauty that we have, we are feeding a different chemical. So new chemicals are being released into our body. And the more often we do that, then our body gets used to releasing those feel-good hormones. Right now, my body is so used to releasing the not-feel-so-good hormones. And I have to switch that to start releasing the feel-good hormones so I can get back into that high vibration where I'm feeling light and feeling love and feeling happy and feeling grateful. And then that can spill out into my aura, and then I can have a better impact on the people that I'm around.
How lucky am I that I get you as a best friend and partner, and your knowledge that you can share? I couldn't share that. I just knew how it felt.
Oh, thanks.
But that's amazing. I'm so happy we're together. What lucky girls are we? We're so lucky.
So lucky. That's the power of manifesting. And we've talked about this before, and I don't want to keep bringing up the same topic over and over again, but I feel like this is the most important thing to talk about, because when we're all here to create our lives and we don't have to be a victim of our circumstances, we can have such beautiful lives, and we really need to take ownership of that. And I feel like a lot of the time, even I play the victim and I'm like, oh, my circumstances are keeping me here, you know, and I can't do this because of this. But really, I'm in charge of all of that. And where does that come from? Where does it start? My feelings. Mm-hmm. Releasing the chemicals inside of my body that create my aura, that is that nonverbal communication that is always communicating with others, not just others, but the universe. Mm-hmm. The universe is picking up on all of those nonverbal cues that I have that I'm creating from inside of my body out into my aura. And it's going, that's what she wants.
That's what she needs. That's what she wants. So let's send it to her.
Because what we focus on is what we grow. So if I'm constantly focusing on how sad I am and how change is so difficult for me right now, well, the universe is going to continue to throw me change, and I'm going to continue to feel really icky about it. Mm-hmm. So if I change the way that I'm feeling, change the way that I'm thinking, I'm changing the way that I'm communicating with the universe, and change can be something that is not scary.
No.
It doesn't bring me down. It doesn't have to turn my world upside down. It could be something that is so welcomed, mm-hmm. and maybe something that isn't quite as frequent. Just to throw that in there, world, if you heard me. But I think you get my point.
Totally. No, I was trying to talk to my husband about this, and I kind of wish you were there, because I couldn't. I was like, it feels good. And and when you do it, when you think positively about this situation, it's just, you're attracting it. That's all I could get out.
But even I had a hard time making this information click for me.
Yeah.
You have to experience it to know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Because I can remember when you were there before I was. And I was like, you'd ask me. And I'd be like, no, nothing. Nothing's good. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I couldn't find anything good. Yeah.
I had, when I was in coaching, when I was getting my certifications to become a coach, I also had to receive coaching, which was just so helpful for me, mm-hmm. to do that, because I was stuck for a long time in similar feelings. The cycle that I've created. Yeah. Interesting.
I think we all create that cycle.
Yeah, but I was kind of stuck in similar feelings, and it was a lot darker back then, but I was asked to create a journal, a gratitude journal, and I know we've all heard about these, but I hadn't heard about it back then. And the goal was to just start writing down as many things as I could think of that brought me joy, mm-hmm. as little as it was. And some of them were so little. It was, hearing children laugh at the park while I'm walking by.
Gosh, I love that.
Or the way the sun feels on my cheeks when I'm walking outside. Or that beautiful patch
a flower
that's growing between the cracks of cement. How lucky I was that I got to witness that. That is one thing that actually was one of my biggest, I'm so lucky.
Yeah. I can remember trying to do a journal like that, and all I could get out was, I'm grateful for the day. I'm grateful that I woke up. I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my children. It was never anything, tiny.
Yeah.
It was very hard for me to find.
And for a lot of people, it is.
Yeah.
The goal is not to make a big list of all the things you should be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for the house I have. I'm grateful to be alive.
Exactly.
You don't feel those things. If you're not feeling gratitude as
And I
you
didn't.
Are,
I didn't feel that.
Then it means nothing.
Right.
You're not changing any chemicals inside your body.
Right.
You're not changing anything. You're still staying stuck. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to find the things that you truly can feel in your body.
Yes, you have to actually feel it.
Yeah. Yes, feel grateful for.
Yeah.
And wow, does it really shift
the
way that you see the world.
It really does.
I remember I was walking outside, and this was during trauma therapy too, and I was letting that sun hit my face, and I was walking. I used to be a fitness coordinator, and I worked with older people. And we were going on our morning walk. It was cold outside. I was grumpy as hell. I didn't want to be outside. And I didn't feel like being in a conversation with anybody because, they want to talk. They want to get to know you. They want to have conversation. And I was so grumpy that I didn't want to do any of it. And I looked up and I saw the trees blowing in the wind, and it was these weeping willows. And I was feeling the wind kind of blow across my face, and then suddenly the sun started to peek through, and I literally stopped on our walk and I closed my eyes and I let all of those feelings, just those sensations, kind of wash over me, and I took a deep breath and I felt appreciation and gratitude that I was experiencing all those wonderful elements right there. And it changed immediately how I was feeling. And suddenly I was talking, having conversations, and I was feeling really good, and the rest of my day went really well because I started my day off with just appreciating and finding gratitude and feeling it fully in my body.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I guess if you're continuously focusing on the negativity in the world too, it's not just in your little life, it's in the whole world. If you're turning on the news every single morning when you wake up, that's all negative, and you're starting your day off already feeling that.
That's a really good point.
Thank you. Also, at the end of the day, the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to bed with those negative thoughts and feelings.
I love that you brought that up. That is so right. It is not just about how we feel singularly in our own little world, although it makes a huge difference.
It does.
You do have to be aware of what you're exposing yourself to.
Yep. Filtering out the negativity. You don't have to watch the news every morning. I compromise. I told my husband, I'll watch the news with you once a week just to get caught up on current affairs or whatever. I don't care. But all the other mornings, let's do something different.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Social media, even.
Yeah.
God, you know how many people I've unfollowed and deleted because of their negativity, mm-hmm. or because I felt negative while looking into their feed? like anything that gave me low self-esteem or, and it wasn't personal to the person always. Like everyone's entitled to have their own opinion. They're entitled to share what they want on social right. media. But I was paying attention to how it was making me feel. And mm-hmm. if I was feeling anything less than what I wanted to be feeling, I had to start filtering out what I was exposing myself to.
Yep.
That really did make a big difference.
That's good.
Yeah, gosh. I didn't even think about that part. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I guess I'm pulling a card.
Yeah. Okay. Intuition was leading you there.
What do we need to know about gratitude right now?
Here we go.
Okay.
You're kidding.
I love these.
Okay.
Okay, so to end our episode today, I picked two more cards. Okay, I didn't pick them. Spirit picked them. And out we got new moon, relax. So fresh starts, a new moon, relax. And this is the new moon in Cancer. And Cancer has a lot to do with emotion. Mm. So relax, kind of like breathe into it. And the second card I got was take inspired action. Another full moon. So we got a new moon card and the full moon card.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of big opportunity. Take inspired action. So the message I take away from this is allow yourself then to find relaxation in your life, to find the gratitude, and then to let that inspire you to take aligned action in your life towards the things that you want to create and towards the feelings you want to have in your life. Thank you, everybody, so, so very much for tuning in today and listening to us. We always appreciate and feel so grateful for your presence. It really does mean the world to us. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at awakening_souls_podcast, or you can email us, share your stories, or leave us a positive review even. And you can email us at rourawakeningsouls@gmail.com.